It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom. After three wins from this past week, and coach, we'll start off with your guys' win against Onega. You guys take care of business, 53-28, controlling that game from the get-go and ultimately getting your girls some rest.
Yeah, it was a good game for us. We came out, I thought we played well, but we applied good pressure defensively and we ran the floor well. It was a nice game to get everybody in, get everybody involved, and you know, we got to play all 12 on the roster. Overall, it was just a good night for the kids.
And you guys followed that up with another solid effort against Rock Creek. You win that one 54-42. That was from Monday. That was a makeup game. And this is a Rock Creek team, you tell me, that was able to knock down some threes. They hung around for a bit, but you guys were able to win in a good physical battle.
Yeah, Rock Creek's got some young. They've got a lot of youth. They started three freshmen, and but credit to them. Those girls can really throw it in from the perimeter, and they hit six threes on us the first half, and we probably didn't have a hand up the way that we needed to. But I was pleased with our girls the second half. Those same kids that were hitting them didn't get a look. It was kind of a fun game. I mean, a non-league game late in the season, so a little bit of the unknown of who we're going up against. But it was kind of nice. Maybe it's a little bit of how Substate will be. You'll play teams that you're not quite familiar with, but you've got to take care of business and figure out quickly and early in a game what's working well for them and try to mix things up and adjust mid-game to try to shut some things down. It was a good win. I was pleased with how our girls finished the game. We just really controlled the ball well toward the end of it, and something that's important that we'll need to do in postseason.
And coach, you guys finished off your season with a bang. You won 78-32 at Blue Valley Randolph on Tuesday, and this was a season high for you guys. And you guys had only surpassed the 60-point total once this season. So what was going right for you guys offensively in that win on Tuesday?
We really played aggressive. I think the girls are really getting after it, and not just the first group of kids, but the girls coming off the bench. I mean, it really seemed like there was no real drop-off when we subbed. So the energy was there. I think the girls were just chomping at the bit and ready to get after it. And we ran the floor well. We found opportunities in the paint, knocked down some outside shots. So really everything was kind of clicking. And ultimately, I think it was just credit to our kids' effort. They played really hard.
And now you guys will head to Substate. You guys are going to take on Republic County. You guys beat them earlier in the season. What are some things that you remember from that game that you'll try to apply in this contest?
Well, Republic County's got some decent scorers. They've had some tough times in the last handful of years accumulating wins. You can never overlook anybody, especially in postseason when every game you got to kind of approach it like it could be your last game. And so we'll approach this game in the same way, focused on Republic County and Republic County alone, and try to take care of business and move on to the next round.
And you guys are the one seed, they're the eight seed, but of course you have been able to take a look at this bracket as a whole, and certainly a favorable path for you guys to get to state, but like you said, taking it one game at a time. With that being said, though, you mentioned that there are a lot of teams here that you guys are unfamiliar with, at least for this season, and will that be kind of something that's a detriment or something that would possibly benefit you guys?
Well, I think I think probably the other schools in our sub-state feel the same way. I'm sure there's a lack of familiarity with us, and I think it's going to be a nice true sub-state. I like the idea that, you know, we're not going to be playing a team for the second or third time. These be new teams, new faces, and it'll be a good authentic game, and you'll get a true winner out of them. But maybe sometimes these games will come down to who can make better in-game adjustments. Obviously, most important thing is taking care of the ball and rebounding, and we've been doing good of that lately. The sub-state will be tough. There's Will Bunsey's in there, Salina Sacred Heart, Bennington, teams that we're unfamiliar with, but we know that they're solid teams, and we'll have to be ready to play each night.
Absolutely. Path to state starts on Monday for Valley Heights, and as mentioned, they are the number one seed coming into that contest against Republic County. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Thank you very much.
That was Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies.